Great. Are you ready? Christ the healer. Hallelujah. I want to just share, just to sort of give you some biblical background, also some practical background on how Christ still heals today. Amen? And it's I'm going to give a little bit of balance to begin with. And then I want you to just allow the Word of God to wash over you. Amen? You don't have to work up healing. You don't have to make it happen because you can't. As one person said, I couldn't heal an injured ant, let alone anything else. Jesus is the healer. Amen? So we can relax. And we can just allow Jesus to do what Jesus does without getting uptight, without getting all weird, without screaming our heads off. Amen? Jesus just spoke the word and things happen. So I pray today, and we're praying in a moment, that you will, just as I share today, that God's word will touch your heart. Amen. And it will give you fresh faith for what God wants to do in your life. Are you ready? Is that okay? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you that Jesus, you are the same yesterday when you walked the streets of Galilee and Israel, healing the sick, setting the captives free. You're the same today, right here in Newbury, with us, with everyone watching this live stream. You're with them, and you're still the same. And you will be the same forever. And so reveal your heart to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's very encouraging, as Nigel shared in the prayer meeting, that the power of the Lord was present to heal. Amen? And there are times when in a service or in a meeting or on a mission, the presence of God comes in and it's like people can just lay hold of God and God touches them with his healing touch. I want to, in just giving you some Bible verses, I want you to allow the Word of God to bring faith to your heart. You know, if we want people to become Christians, what do we have to do? Well, we obviously love them, bless them, serve them, do good to them. But we have to, ultimately, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to share the good news of Jesus. Amen? We have to say to you, to someone, for God so loved the world, that's you, God loves you, that he gave you Jesus. Amen? That if you will turn and believe in him, you won't perish, you will have everlasting life. And as countless times and across this room today, when you've shared the gospel, you can almost visibly see the penny drop. And people go, I want that. Amen? And it's really, that is the ultimately, we want to do good, we want to serve, we want to bless, but we share the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so one of the things that we can get into is we in this church, we have the Healing Place team. We pray for the sick every week. We're going to pray for people at the end. And Nigel will see them all healed. We're going to pray for, we believe in prayer. We pray for people to be healed regularly on our pastoral care WhatsApp, our prayer WhatsApp. We're praying. But it's so important at times to come back and say, Lord, remind me of what your word says about healing. So I can pray with particular faith. Amen? And so I have spent a lot of time in my life just going through different scriptures that refer to healing. And allowing the Holy Spirit, particularly in my life, when I have been afflicted, when I've come down with whatever, to let the Word of God wash over me. And so my prayer for you today is the Word of God will wash over you. Lay aside, sometimes we put our experience above everything. Oh, I've tried that. Oh, we did that back in whenever. No, come afresh to God today. Amen? Are you with me? Some of you look scared. Hear the heart of God. And this is where Proverbs gives us a really, really good key to receiving God's healing in our life. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear, literally lean in. Block out all distractions. Some 21st century Christians can be so unattentive. And I find myself, sometimes I'm reading the words and I'm trying to get it and I'm thinking about, I need to get the car repaired. I need to fix the, you know, whatever. I need to fix that. I need to do all these things. I'm not being attentive to his word. And so one of the things I try and do is shut everything down. Turn off all your phones. Amen. Turn off the TV. I've been to, not in this church, but I've been to people trying to counsel them, and we got the TV blasting out. And in the end, I just say, and surely they realize it. And they say, please, just turn the TV. Let's just have some time together, shall we? Amen. We are so bombarded by distractions. Be attentive to my words. Get yourself into that secret place. Get yourself to a place where you're not thinking, you're opening your heart. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight, but keep them in your heart. I like to get a scripture. Often God will give me a scripture. Sometimes I wake up and I get a song. Do you ever get a song in the morning? And that's a song that God wants you to put in your heart and sing and meditate. And looking at some of the miserable faces on the platform at Newbury Station, they could do with someone on that train singing something. Well, don't blame me if you get, you know, anyway. Meditate on them. Let it go into your heart. Sometimes we have this approach to the Word of God where we go, yeah, I know it. Yeah, I did it in Sunday school. No, for they are what? What's God's Word? It is life. It's an image. Jesus is the bread of life. His Word carries. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit. And they are life. And I pray today that as you hear God's word, it will bring life. Amen? Amen. And then what is one of the fruits of God's word? Healing to what? All their flesh. I've been in so many different situations, sometimes with malaria, sometimes with great battling something. And I sometimes so weak, I cannot actually physically read the word. I just put on scripture readings on healing. And there have been times as I've just sat there and allowed those words to wash over me that it's like healing balm just flows over me. And he has brought health to my flesh. Amen. Get to that place. Sometimes you just need to get back to his word. Forget about all your experiences. I've had, you know, we live in a fallen world. We have these experiences. But faith comes by hearing and by hearing the Rhema. The word, the Rhema, the preceding word. Get back to that place. I remember one time I was really ill and God just said, "You are, by what I have done, you are healed." And I just received it and God touch my heart and my body. Amen? Now, before we get on to some of the scriptures, I want to just give you some things to be careful about, because sadly, particularly in the 1950s and early 60s healing revival, things went a little bit wrong and mistakes were made. So people, if they didn't get healed, they were told it was their unbelief. We do not do that here. Amen? We're not, if it doesn't happen as we want it to happen, when we want it to happen, there's an element, we just have to leave it with God, because there's a mystery element, and it is in the Bible. Okay? So we need to understand that the kingdom has come. Where's the kingdom of God? Within you, amen. And the kingdom will come in its fullness. Amen. At the moment, we're in that period where God's kingdom is coming across the earth upon every tribe and tongue and nation. God will have people that know and serve, will love him and receive him, but it's coming. It hasn't come in its fullness. One day there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and there'll be no more crying. I don't know what some of my Brazilian friends will do in heaven, because they're always crying. Every time the anointing comes in the meeting, they all start crying. But God will give them something to do, I'm sure. And there'll be no more pain. Hallelujah. Oh, that little pain you get, you know, whatever. It's going to not be there anymore. No more of any of that. Perfection will have come. But we have to face the simple reality is our outward man, sorry, it's a bit small up there, is perishing. Our inward man is being renewed day by day. Now, I went to the hairdressers this week, as some of you have already told me. I was going to ask for a discount. But then I realized after what Nigel shared, because he's a lovely Muslim guy I've been reaching out to, I didn't want to shortchange the guy I'm trying to demonstrate the love of Jesus to. But not one hair on your head will perish, Vernon. Hallelujah. We won't recognize you in glory. Maybe you'll get long hair in glory. I don't know what it's going to be like. But listen, the outer man, it's not, you know, I used to have so much energy, no wisdom, but I used to have a lot of energy back when I was young. You know, my answer to everything, everyone who came to me for counseling, the only answer I ever gave them was pray in tongues. That if you pray in tongues, everything will be all right. And for some people it worked, but not for everyone. We need to understand we live with the kingdom has come, but the kingdom will fully come one day. And, you know, I'm preaching to you with contact lenses in. Maybe God will heal my eyes as I press into him. I don't know. But I'm not embarrassed or ashamed about that. Amen? One of the leaders of what is become known as the faith movement actually has publicly said, I have a pacemaker fitted to my heart. And I admire his honesty, because we're not, it hasn't come in fullness. Amen? Healing was not totally universal. Timothy, Paul wrote to him and he said, Trophimus, I have left in Miletus sick. I'm just giving you what's in the Bible. Is that okay? Are you all right about that? Because if I don't look at the practicalities in the New Testament, I'm not really giving you the reality in the early church world. Amen? How many times have you heard that preached on? Galatians, Paul, who is the author of most of the New Testament, he said to them in 4 verse 13, you know, because of the physical infirmity, I preached to you at first. And then in verse 15, he goes on to elaborate, I bear witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. So Paul came to Galatia, which is modern day Cappadocia. You can go there. It's a beautiful place where they have all these balloons going across this calcium skyline. But Paul had an issue with his eyes, certainly at this point in his life. So the New Testament is not everyone instantly got healed. And we need to face that, and we need to face it as a church today. I know, pastorally, we're not all healed at the moment. And we just, but I don't have an issue. I remember someone saying, I prayed for this guy to be healed, and he got out of a wheelchair, and then he went back into the wheelchair a day later, and I'm never going to pray for anyone ever again. That's stupid. How many doctors will give you a medicine and then go, when you come back and say, no, that didn't really work, go, I'm resigning. Amen? It's not what you do. You go for it. Reinhard Bonnke said this, if I pray for 9 people to be healed and they're not instantly healed, I will pray for the 10th person with just as much fervor and faith. Amen? Hallelujah. The next thing I want to say is we work, medicine and divine healing can work together. The early Pentecostals, some of them, they saw doctors were the devil. Literally, you can read on it. And that, I believe that God can use medicine and God can use divine healing. Amen. I take medicine. Some people, you know, they're just like, I don't want to have medicine. Well, if that's where you're at, if that's truly where your faith is at, that's between you and God. But I would say, you know, if I have a headache, I'll pray, but I'll also take a paracetamol. I'm just being honest. Some of you are like, I've denied the tenets of the faith here, but I'm just talking reality of where men, most of us, are battling through to that place of receiving from Jesus. So I'm clearing out the tough stuff. We work with, you know, medical doctors. One of the most interesting statements in America back in, I think it was the 70s, where one of the leading healing ministries of the day started a hospital. And what he said is, God wants to use spiritual doctors who can pray and also who can prescribe and find a way forward. Amen? So if you take a medicine, it's not because you're second class or you've got... No, use the wisdom God has given you. Amen? And so it's being wise. You know, Jesus sent the lepers to the priest. And in the day, the priest was the one who said, you no longer have leprosy, or you still have leprosy. And so he sent them to get checked up. Amen? So that not only did they get healed, they got the all clear. And that's why I encourage you, if God touches you physically and you receive his healing, just go and demonstrate it to a doctor. Amen? What I can say is they're very unlikely to put Jesus healed, it's a miracle, because they're worried of losing their job. But what I have seen, and last trip to Lebanon, someone with severe cancer, they went to the doctor, then they got it all checked out. They did the tests, and the doctor said, clear of cancer after they had received prayer. So we're not on the opposite sides. Amen? Some beloved folk I have seen literally dying, and God could have used a different source to heal them. They, you know, I believe, you know, penicillin was discovered by a Christian. And they said to him, "What's the greatest discovery you made in your life?" And he said this, that I'm a sinner and I need a savior. That was his greatest discovery. His second greatest was penicillin. Avoid pronouncements. There was a horrific thing happened, and I don't want to dampen anything, okay? But we have to be wise. There was a meeting in London. Thank God I wasn't in it or associated with it in any way, with thousands of people. And the guy had asthma, and the guy said, "Throw your asthma thing on the platform. You're all healed." The guy runs around and drops dead. Now, I'm just saying that, yes, Jesus did say to the centurion, "Your servant is healed." But you, if you say that, you're healed. Stop taking your medication. You better make sure you've heard from God. Because after that meeting, a whole load of us in London, we said, we need to be wise. Amen. And in this church, we will always send you back to get yourself checked out. And the other thing is, you know, I had someone come, "Oh, we Jesus has touched our hearts and they've been going through serious depression. Well, I'm going to stop taking the medication." And I said, "Don't do that. Go see your doctor, ask them to lower it. See what God's doing in your life. Ask them to do it with medical supervision." They didn't do that. And a few weeks later, we had to go and just really encourage them and help them, build them up and tell them, give them some wise counsel. Amen? So I'm just being transparent here because I have seen things done really badly. Next thing, it's okay to talk about the facts. Amen? The facts are the facts. But the facts can be superseded by what God does in your life. Right now, I'm standing behind this lectern. Is that a fact? Right now, I'm standing behind the lectern. Is that a fact? Amen? The facts can change. So I don't have an issue saying to someone, "I've got a cold. Please pray for me." Amen? Because that is a fact, but I'm asking you to pray because the facts change. Amen? So some people say, "You can't even say, I have an issue." Oh no, that would be denying God. No, you can be honest and transparent with one another. Amen? But what I would say to you is reach out to God. You acknowledge, yes, this is what it's happening right now, but you are bigger, amen, and you can heal me. So the facts can change. The other thing is, not all healing is immediate. So I pray for people, and sometimes they say, "Oh, it didn't happen, I'm not healed, forget it." No, Jesus said to the priests, what did he say? "Go and show yourself." And as they went, amen, as they left the presence of Jesus, they must have looked at the leprous sores of all being healed. Amen? Jesus and the man, the blind man, Jesus took him out of the town of Bethsaida because there was so much unbelief in the town, and he prayed for him. And what did he say? He said, "I see men like trees. It's all faded." He got a partial healing. I've been in many situations where we see a partial healing and within a day or two it becomes a full healing. So Jesus prayed a second time. And he was made whole. His eyes were opened. So we're not in the blame game. Amen? You didn't have faith. I have seen churches, I have seen individuals who, on top of the pain of being ill, get someone saying to them, "You don't have faith." I remember a friend, and he was a real faith preacher. And and he got a fever, he got malaria, and he said to his friends, "I don't want anyone to tell me it's unbelief." And that's what he'd been saying to everyone else. And then he went for his yellow fever vaccine, which you need to get into much of many African countries. And the non-Christian person giving the injection, he was there and he said, "Why are you having this?" He said, "I have to have it to get into the country I'm going to." And the non-Christian guy says to him, "You know, the early missionaries went by faith, you know." And he went, "Oh, no, 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 no." He said, "I've never been preached at so hard by a non-Christian." Don't blame people. Don't point the finger. Amen. We're all reaching out to Jesus. And sometimes there's individual faith, sometimes there's corporate faith. As Nigel mentioned, when they lowered the stretcher, Jesus didn't say, "I saw his faith." We're not even sure he had much faith. He looked at their faith. And what we want to do as a church today is have an openness to God, that we have corporate faith for healing getting higher and higher and higher. Amen? So I'm just giving you some things so that we don't, you know, it doesn't, we do things well. Amen? Is that okay? So some of you say, "Well, you've just stuff me full of unbelief." I'm just putting some reality there so that we can move into now what God says in his word. You know, I know people that have been sick and they say, "Don't tell anyone because I don't want everyone giving me 101 counsels about the thing." No, we want to be a place where we're not just machine gunning each other with scriptures, where we come along with love and empathy. And yes, God might give us a scripture. Amen? So, there we go. We don't blame. And God wants wholeness, not just healing. Listen. If you put sand in instead of petrol into your car is not going to go too well. Amen? We have, you can crash your car, but you get one body to do the will of God in this lifetime. Amen? Look after it. God wants all of you made whole. So if you get physically healed, and yet you still carry on in bitterness, unforgiveness. All that stuff affects you physically. God wants your heart healed and your body healed. Amen. It's gone real quiet today in this Quaker church. No, we bless the Quakers. Let's now move into looking at God's heart for healing. Psalm 107:19, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. What happened? He sent his word and he what? Healed them and what? Delivered them from what? Their destructions. God sends his word. Saints, yes, we work in tandem with medicine, with people, but we also are listening. His word comes to you. It brings life. It heals. Amen? And that's why I want to encourage you, even today, even people listening to the podcast, listening on the live stream, listen for his Rhema word. Put aside your experience, your disappointments, and receive from him. Amen? Now, we are in a kingdom has come and the kingdom will come in its fullness time. But when you look at God, where God's perfect will is done in the Bible, I can see three places. Firstly, the Garden of Eden before the fall. Amen? There was no, Adam and Eve didn't get sick. There's no account of that. I believe that personally. Secondly, the person of Jesus Christ. Amen? He is the image, the perfect image of the invisible God. So I need to look not just to this person I respect, this ministry I respect, this person in the Bible I respect, but look to Jesus. Jesus said this, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Amen? I'm talking about what Jesus said. And so he, wherever he went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the enemy. Amen? So he reflects the Father in how he acted, in his character, nature, but also by healing the sick. And then thirdly, where we have the new heaven and new earth, there's going to be no more tears, no more weeping. Amen. Every hair on your head will be restored. I'm going to go around like a hippie so you won't know who I am for a bit. No. But we live in a fallen world. Someone said, well, why did that person didn't get healed? And why did that person... Listen, those are things that even Paul had to say, I don't know why I had to leave this guy behind. I don't know the answers, but I do know the heart of Jesus. Amen? Please get what I'm saying. One of the names of God, sorry, I haven't written it down, Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. It says in Exodus 15:26, if you listen carefully to the Lord and do what's right in his eyes, in other words, it was talking about obeying the commandments of the Lord back then, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am, it's a title, the Lord who heals you. A title God gives, spoke about himself. So we need to take notice of that. Amen? I am the Lord who heals you. Somehow I missed it off on my preparations a bit late. You know, the title God talks about, he's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is peace. He's our righteousness. He's our shepherd. He is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. Not Jireh, Jireh. Oh, that's a bit old one, anyway. He is all of these things. And he describes himself, Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. Oh, you know, when God describes himself like that, he is demonstrating part of his nature, part of his character. So, you know, back in those, you know, we have Norman the Conqueror, the last person to invade Britain. We have Caroline the Beautiful. We have, who else can I pick on? Dennis the Handsome. It describes who they are. And God describes who he is, one of his characters, one of his natures. This is what I am like. I am the Lord who heals you. Please hear that in your heart. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants, I don't know how, and my thing seems to be completely muddled. Oh, there we are, we've caught up. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good, giving people diseases. Is that what Jesus did? He went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus demonstrates the will of God. Amen? He is God in the flesh. He is the perfect reflection of God the Father. And what did he do? Everywhere he went, he healed people. Amen? And we want to be a church that is like Jesus. We want to see people healed as we do on a regular basis. Amen? Hallelujah. And so does that mean, did Jesus heal everyone that was around? No, in the pool of Bethsaida, he came for the one person. But all who came to him in faith and reached out to him in faith, received from Jesus. And so God is his heart. He went about doing good. That was part of his job description, as it were. He is the image of the invisible God. If you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Part of the word for salvation is the word sozo. And sozo is more than just spiritual salvation. It actually means to save, to heal, to make whole, and to deliver. So God wants all of you being touched by him. Amen? He wants to touch every part of us, not just the physical, but all of us. He wants you to live without stress. Amen? He wants you to cast all your care on him. He wants you to live, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, let your requests be made known to God. The Jamaican version is, don't worry, be happy. Someone said they've written a Jamaican Bible. If you ever see it, can you buy it for me? He wants your mind to be renewed so that you dwell on whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good, whatever things are good report. He wants your mind to be clean and clear so that you're no longer walking around losing your mind. I gave them a bit of my mind. Well, stop giving your mind away. Let God heal you. Forgive people that have wronged you. Amen. When you get angry, there are chemicals your mind produces that are destructive to your body. Deal with the whole man. It's not just about physical healing. God is after all of you to bring wholeness to every part of your mind, of your life. Here's some examples. Matthew 1:21, it says, they will call his name Jesus, who will save, sozo, his people from their sins. This is clearly a reference to spiritual salvation. And we can all say amen to that. Amen? Then it goes on, the woman with the flow of blood. Jesus said, take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you. Sozo is the word there. So physical healing was included in that word, where it says in James 5:15 that a prayer of faith will make the sick person well. It's sozo. He bring that word there. It's all knitted together. In Matthew 8:25, as the disciples cried out in the boat, thinking they were going to be shipwrecked, they said, Lord, save us. That word is sozo, deliverance from immediate danger. Amen. When the leper said, sorry. So it's about the whole person. Wholeness is a similar root word to holiness. God wants you spiritually whole. Amen. Born again. Hallelujah. God wants you mentally whole. He gives us a spirit of love, power, and soundness of mind. Amen. I used to get so wound up about things. I'm learning. I still get wound up, but not as much. Just learning to think about whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things of good report. Paul said, what you see me do, meditate on these things, and the peace of God will be with you. Learn to bring wholeness into your thinking. If you've got bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, anger, you're not whole. Give it to God. Receive his forgiveness. And bring wholeness, spirit, soul and body. You can be whole. A lot of sickness comes. A lot of medical people are even saying where there's anger, unforgiveness, it does affect you spiritually. I'm not saying everyone, no, of course not. But honestly, let the Holy Spirit into every part of your being. Amen. He wants you whole. He wants you to walk at peace with God. If you've got besetting sin in your life, repent. Receive that washing and walk in wholeness. Amen. The Bible says, throw off every weight, every sin that entangles. Listen, if you want to walk in the goodness of God, I just want to encourage you, get rid of your excess baggage. In fact, get rid of all the baggage. Pretend you're flying on Ryanair. The leper came to Jesus, and he knew that Jesus could heal him. He just wasn't sure whether he was willing to heal him. And it's a beautiful, the Lord, I know you, if you are willing, you can make me clean. That's where many of us are. We know he can do it. But we need to reach out to God and receive faith that we can receive and believe that he will do it. And Jesus reached out his hand, touched the leper, which is great because you weren't meant to. But in the New Testament, we touch the unclean and the unclean becomes clean. Amen. I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, the leprosy left us. I believe in some people who are praying like, God, we're begging you. No. Get hold of the nature of God. I am the Lord that heals you. It's healing. His word is healing to all my flesh. He loves to heal. That's what Jesus did. Now, if I'm not healed, I don't blame Jesus. You know, the way I see it is this. Take it or leave it on this one. Jesus had a batting average 100%. Okay? Everyone got it, right? I'm following Jesus, but my batting average is going up, but it's not 100%. Amen? Because none of us represent God like Jesus does. But we're pushing in. Amen? I'm not being lethargic. I'm not hot. I'm not like, oh, well, that one didn't work. I quit. No, I'm pushing in to bring as much of God's kingdom as I can in this lifetime. Amen? I haven't given up on my eyes. Hallelujah. I haven't given up on my knees. Amen? Carrie's happy about that. Preaching the gospel, as Jesus did, and in the book of Acts, was normally accompanied by signs and wonders, with miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That was the life of Jesus. It says in Mark's gospel, the Lord confirming the word with what? Signs and wonders. He worked with them, confirming his word. I have been in front of Muslim people in Albania, hallelujah, in Burundi or somewhere. Burrell or somewhere. And we just said, if you're sick, stand here in front of the hospital. And all these people came and God started healing them because we preach Jesus. Often healing accompanies the preaching of the gospel. Amen. And these Muslims started getting healed, and one of them shouted and said, I can't believe this is happening. So it clearly wasn't their faith. But God is so gracious. Amen. And what is it? What is the kingdom of God like? The kingdom, when it comes in its fullness, is no more pain, no more sickness, no more death. And when we preach the kingdom of God, we should expect that God will confirm, that God will heal people as we preach. Amen? Are we getting there? Are you getting there? Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 61. Sorry, I didn't put all of these up. The gospel, as it was preached, did not just include spiritual salvation. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said. He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, to heal Just say, heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Somewhere it says in another version, opening the eyes of the blind, opening of the prison to abide, the day of vengeance of our God. God is so frustrated of all the stuff that the enemy throws at people, that he wanted to have vengeance. And in the person of Jesus Christ, he went about doing good, healing all. Amen? That came to him in faith. And I believe today God looks at our world. They're like sheep without a shepherd. God wants to save them spiritually, but he also loves to heal, because that's what Jesus did and that's what he still does today. Amen? Hallelujah. I believe... some people say healing is in the atonement. I believe it comes through. It's part of what happened at the cross. And the reason for that is what Matthew said. Matthew 8, 16. Then the evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. He cast out spirits with the word. He healed all who were sick. Just remember that word, all. And that it might be fulfilled, that which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So clearly, I believe there's a spiritual element, but there's also a physical element to what Jesus did. I don't think it's the same as receiving forgiveness and sin, but there's a spiritual... Matthew said, this shows us, and Isaiah 53 is talking all about the cross. And if you go in your King James, and there's two different translations to the word, you'll see it in the footnotes. Surely he's borne our griefs. In the King James, it puts sicknesses, carried our sorrows, pain, yet we esteemed him stricken by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our peace was upon him. By his stripes we're healed. What I'd say there is, I believe from looking at Matthew 8:17, there is an element of physical healing. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus described his ministry. He said, as Moses lifted up the fiery serpent in the wilderness, and it says, all who looked to him were made whole, were healed of the effect of the plague. He said, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, talking about the cross. Often when I need healing, I often reach out, sometimes in the time of communion. If you're not well, I encourage you, take communion regularly, even daily. And as they looked, as those Israelites looked, it says, they literally mean gazed intently, they were healed. I look to Jesus. Listen, as one leading minister said, I'm bringing to land soon, don't look at man. As one guy said, we all fail. Look to Jesus. Amen. Don't look to man. God may use men, but look to Jesus. Jesus had authority over sin and sickness. And this kind of almost makes it clear that part of what Jesus was doing as he preached the gospel, they lowered the man. It's funny how that came up this morning. And there was the paralytic, and you'd think Jesus would go, paralytic, take up your bed and walk. But what did he do? He ministered to the real need of this man, which was forgiveness of sins. He said, son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. And of course, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the wouldn't sees and couldn't sees went for him and said, you're a blasphemer. Why is he blaspheming? In their eyes, because he's forgiving sins. And they were right. Only God can forgive sins. What they were wrong about is that God was in front of them in the flesh. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them this, which is easier? To say, your sins are forgiven you, or rise and walk. That you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. And he rose and departed. Hallelujah. Jesus was demonstrating he has authority over sin to forgive sin because he was going to pay for it on the cross. And he has authority over sickness because he was going to pay for it too. Amen. And so he declared, I can do both. Easily. Get up and walk. And it was a demonstration on that day to those people that God, he could forgive sins because he was the Lamb of God. Amen. Are you still with me? We're going to just bring this into land. I want to, without this thing like, oh, you haven't got faith, or I haven't got faith, or, you know, we haven't got faith. Let's just put that all aside. And let's lay hold of what Jesus can give us. Amen. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He wasn't talking about the welfare office. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm being naughty here. Really, Phil, stop it. Who forgives all of your iniquity and heals all of your diseases. I want to encourage you to speak that out over your life. This is in the Old Covenant. This is in the Old Testament that David said that. And incidentally, because he said he heals my diseases, just think about it, it means David at some points in his life must have had disease. Yeah? We're talking facts, but the facts can change. Amen? And David could declare, yes, in the cave of whatever, I got this disease. But he said, God has healed me of all of my diseases. Amen? And I believe that David was a man who exercised faith even before Jesus died on the cross. And he didn't just go, oh, I've got this, I've got that, I've got the other. I remember one time in a prayer line, not here, I asked someone, what have you got? And about 15 minutes later, I said, we're just going to pray for you. And let's just say you got everything. But David said, you have healed all of my disease. I got a disease back then, but you healed me. Got a disease here, but you healed me. I've had malaria, and God healed me on the mission field. It was like balm of healing just came over me as I got up. As I got up with malaria, and as I started to preach, I no longer had the malaria. Amen? It was like this, just this balm of God's presence came over me. He heals all your diseases. You can say, well, that's just David. Yeah, but come to the Lord. That could be you. It could be you today. Two places Jesus honored the faith of the people that came to him. I'm closing on this. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. This is the woman with the issue of blood. Both of these people exercise faith by doing something. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And as she touched, she received the power of God. It was such a strong impartation that Jesus said, power has gone out of me. There were hundreds of people touching Jesus, but none of them were touching him in faith. But this lady touched in faith. And I've had to reach out to Jesus and say, Lord, at times I'm just pressing through all of the stuff that's come my way, all of the difficulties that come my way, all of the issues physically, and I want to touch you by faith. Bartimaeus, when Jesus was passing by, he cried out, and they said to him, And he came to Jesus, and Jesus said, what do you want? Which is an odd question, but he wanted Bartimaeus to say, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus said, your faith has made you well. I just want to encourage you, and I've been in this place myself, where I kind of settle for things physically, and I, you know, the outer man, he's perishing. The hairs
are not falling like raindrops, but they slowly disappear. Get hold of God in faith. Lord, I've had this experience and that experience, but Lord, I want to receive your healing touch. Amen. Jesus, look to each one. I would encourage you, let your faith go up to God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is the same yesterday. He is the same Jesus right now, today, to you. Let's be men and women. We live in a day in the past. Our very heritage of this church was through healing ministry that took place in the life of George Jeffries and Pastor Tudor, and even Pastor Ian carried a great anointing for healing. God is still the same, Jesus. And I just want to encourage you. God has really begun to stir me up. Are you just going to settle for where it's at? Start reaching out. You are still the Lord who heals. And I've had many setbacks, many disappointments, but I've seen cancer healed. I've seen deaf people healed. I remember we were in Republic of Bin, a friend of mine, the national basketball team were rehearsing in the hall we were going to use, and the guy hurt his arm and was not going to play in the next game. So some of us gathered around this basketball, a national basketball player. He got healed and he played in the next match and testified to the healing power of Jesus. He is still a healer today. And one of my prayers for you is that you will receive his healing and that you will carry his healing to wherever you go, to whoever you pray for. Amanda, would you come back? I'm going to close out. Just play gently, and if a worship team, just come. Would you stand up, please? Just begin to worship him. You are the same. Shambada yada yada yada. You come and join me, Nigel, Shen and Carrie and other members of the healing team. Just come. Other leaders. Thank you, Jesus. Just reach out to him right now. Lord, I pray you will send forth your word and heal our diseases. Maybe just put your hand in faith. Maybe your chest. Maybe your mind, maybe your ache, place where you're in pain. Father, I just thank you. I just declare, Lord Jesus, you are our healer, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today and forever. You're the same Jesus. And I just pray, Father, right now, send forth your word. Release the people from every pain in Jesus' name. Release every migraine in the name of Jesus. We break its power. Release your healing balm just to flow through the bodies. Lord, our chests, Lord, where they're still coughing and they're still blocked up, Lord, release your healing touch, I pray. In the name of Jesus, that ear infection, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, you forgive all our iniquities. Lord, heal all our diseases. Lord, I pray right now that there would be healing in this house as we worship you right now, right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are the healer. You are the Lord who heals us. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Let's just, Amanda, just lead us. This is a house of healing. Hallelujah. If you need prayer right now, we want to lay hands on you, anoint you with oil. Hallelujah. And we're going to believe that God will do something fresh and touch many lives. There is an anointing right now to heal. Hallelujah. No. And if you need wholeness, maybe you need healing emotionally, mentally, you need God to touch your heart. You need to deal with that unforgiveness. Receive right now.